Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's hottest podcast network.
Previously on the Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company!
Biscuit for that biscuit, okay. Okay, Big T, count of three?
Yes.
So 1, 2, 3, we run, right? 1, 2, 3.
Actually, no matter what happens, all of them target Tree Stump. Even if you're downed, all of them target you.
Shit.
Halfling takes a long time to break down.
Yes. Let's
make
head.
A fall off the bone.
Let's head back there, Big T. See if there's anyone guarding, and perhaps we'll try and get to them before they alarm anyone else, because that's really what got us.
A group of 5 goblins just randomly patrolling around.
No!
Ew.
Happen to stumble upon your tracks.
Is anything around us we can quickly duck and hide and then maybe ambush them?
The other two goblins slash at you, but both of them are maybe 5 feet away from you because they don't want to get too close. Big T, it's your turn.
The goblin who appears to be the most frightened of me, I would like to stab, please.
All right. You hit. You deal. Whoa, that doesn't count. I mean, it probably should have. You deal. Oh, and you're dealing your extra rage damage. So you deal...
Yeah, I forgot to do my rage voice.
9 points of damage. That's another goblin dead.
Ex.
You stab him in the head, and when you pull the blade out, the goblin just lifts into the air. You've got a goblin stuck on your dagger.
Oh, gobbo and a stick.
That is good.
He's hungry.
Then it is Global, your turn.
Right. I will try and frostbite another goblin. Perhaps the one I've already injured.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right.
And then I will crouch down further into that pit.
He passes his saving throw this time.
Bullshit. And I'll crouch further into the ditch.
Then it is the goblins' turn. There's 3 of them left. That one with the javelin continues trying to throw the javelin at you, Global.
Oh, no.
Misses. Another javelin impacts, probably not even close to you, like the other side of the ditch. It was a bad throw. And then 2 goblins try to come in at you, Big T.
Yes, go, Big T.
2 hits.
Damn.
No.
Use it for your rage. It'll empower you.
I'll use it.
Yes.
No, this is good.
Are you resistant to damage while raging?
I should be. That seems good
I
for
should.
Me.
One can only hope.
Shush. Yeah. You're resistant to this damage.
Yay.
What does that mean?
You only take half of this.
Arrow!
So it's a 5 and an 8. So those would be reduced to 2 and 4. So 6 damage total.
Ah.
Through your barbarian fury, you do not feel the blows nearly as much. Mm-hmm. And it's your turn, Big T.
Oh, I could cut some hair.
It's my barbarian fury. I would like to take my knife and go for the other goblin.
You drag that goblin off your knife and stab it into another goblin. You kill another one. 2 left.
This is good.
I
would like to grab my knife and come out and stab at one of the goblins.
All right. The closest one is the one fighting Big T.
Yeah. We'll do that.
We're still in melee range. Critical hit.
Yes.
Pinned. Quadruple damage and the target is pinned to the ground and becomes restrained. I'm going to say you no longer possess that knife, at least until you pick it up off the goblin. But you have pinned that goblin to the ground, and quadruple damage for you is... you killed him. You killed him.
We'll restrain him. Never mind.
That goblin, God, having his sleeps dead. Really helped us.
Yeah, right?
The last goblin turns and runs.
Right. Chase.
Big T, they are, I'm going to say, 60 feet from you.
Can I please throw my knife?
Not at this range. But you can.
Can I run up and throw my knife? Sorry? Am I going to be seen if I do that?
If you haven't been seen already, this is not going to affect it.
Okay, then I will run up and throw the knife.
You sprint forwards, throw your knife. This one's going to come down to the wire. Throwing, you are not as good. Imagine if I was like, oh, wait, never mind. Oh, wait, never mind. Wait, actually?
Yeah, no, wait, never mind. Good work.
Oh, yeah, you do hit him.
Yeah.
Barely.
And he
still,
dies?
But, sorry?
And he dies a horrible death?
Yes, he dies.
Oh, interesting, ooh. Interesting.
He is forced forwards and slumps over dead.
Yes.
All right, that's the last of the goblins. Good job.
We love
work.
To see it.
Good work. Love to see it.
That means at a minimum, there is still another four to go.
Yes, four. Let's quickly scavenge what the weapons we've got there. Like, who's got what?
You can get orc made. So, once again, this is another type of homebrew item.
You brewing homes?
I'm brewing homes, yeah. So you can get five, I guess, orc-made scimitars mm-hmm. from them.
Mm-hmm.
Orc-made weapons receive a -1 to hit, but you can deal double damage in exchange for destroying the weapon.
Okay, so let's grab some scimitars.
Mm-hmm.
You take four, I'll take one.
Okay. Hang on, I'm still trying to... So they're double damage if you hit?
Well, wait. You don't double damage, you double the dice.
Okay.
So instead of... So... Your damage with a scimitar would be a d6 plus 5,
yep.
Right? Instead of a d6, you can roll 2d6, but you break the weapon.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yeah, irreparably so. The weapon is basically useless. It becomes a bit of metal.
Leaving it in the kill, I see.
Orc-made weapons, or in this case goblin-made weapons, are jagged and awful-looking. They're kind of... Imagine if a tabaxi had only malicious intent.
Oh.
It's mega tabaxi.
It's got a little bit of that hodgepodge nature about it.
Yep.
But it's kind of just like only sharp things.
Okay. Okay.
When they go sharp, we go soft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I see what that... All right. Anything else? Like the armor? Could we perhaps wear some of it? Because are we still in our...
Their armor, when you pull it off them, it falls into tatters. Either because someone destroyed it, or because it is just poorly made.
Yes, all right. So, okay, that's fine.
Also, you wouldn't fit into their armor anyway. It's sized for a goblin.
Okay. Well, that's not good. Hey, well. Anything else on their persons?
No, they, as a patrol, they didn't have any personal equipment with them. The camp is right there.
Okay, right. Well, this is. Let's drag them out and perhaps bury them in this ditch.
Yeah. You don't seem to have been noticed. Certainly no one's raising the alarm.
Not right now, Big T.
It just seems like less work.
Yes, we can't access the tent just yet. So why don't we find a place that perhaps maybe some water is... And we can maybe have a quick rest to get some health back. Or we just kind of like patch our wounds and observe the camp.
All right. Would you like to take another short rest?
Yeah. Well, can we get somewhere where we can kind of observe the camp?
Can you roll the encounter die while you do that?
Yes. Is it D20?
A D12.
D12.
You sight the creature in the sky on a 10. Mm-hmm. Light encounter on 11. Heavy encounter on a 12.
A 2.
A 2? All right.
Bless you.
You go by without... Shut up. You go by without incident.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to have a bit of a short rest. I need to... just to heal my wounds and get into some water
or something. Are you using your hit dice to
heal? Yes. I'm...
Would you like to use your hit dice, Tree Stump, to heal a little bit?
All right. Yeah, I think I will.
Okay.
Feel a bit better, I reckon.
Tree Stump, you heal 6 points of damage. And Global, you will heal 4.
That's good. Right, let's take stock of the encampment, see what we can see.
If you want, yeah, you could spend some time just observing the camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a investigation check, I guess, for both of you. It's hard to see much in the camp. There's not a lot of lights on at the camp, and do either of you have dark vision?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So without any light, you just can't really see. You know where the camp is because there are some lights, but there's not enough light to see what's going on. So
okay.
Nothing to tell.
And there's no other like goblins tracking everything?
No other patrols find you.
Okay.
That's all you know.
Okay, I see you. So from what we observed yesterday, we've got a big wolf, another wolf.
Yes.
And four other goblins. Does that include the one with the beard?
I think I said it was inclusive.
Yes. So we've got three
goblins,
with one wolf that we know of, and then a big wolf, and then the bearded boy was riding there.
Can we make the wolf eat the goblins?
I mean, I could try.
It would just be a lot easier.
I mean, look, I could speak to a wolf.
Just have a little chat, see if they're hungry, because they're smaller than us.
That's a good point. Have another squeeze to see if I can see if any of the wolves are around.
This is a conversation that's happened while you were doing the original squiz.
Can't know if I can find the wolf, but if I do...
Ask him.
I will ask the wolves.
See if they're hungry for goblins. Say we'll let them eat them. And all the stew, they can have all the stew.
You know what we could... Okay. Are we far away from the ditch that we buried the goblins?
You can be as far as you want from it. So,
what about this for idea?
Yes.
Why don't we grab part of the goblin that we've killed... And we will use that.
Give them a taste for it.
A bit of a distraction, if and when that comes up.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, we'll do that. We'll harvest some goblin meat, Adam, as the heroes.
All right. You butcher the goblins. Wait, someone else was doing butchering of sentient creatures. Yeah. Sorry, sapient creatures.
It evens out.
Two wrongs make a right.
That's really what you want to hear from the hero of the story.
Two wrongs make a right.
As Luke Skywalker cuts off Darth Vader's hand and looks down at him, this evens things out.
We cool now.
That seems fair.
So, yes, well, we'll do that. And then... So what's the camp layout like that we can see? Is there like a camp? Is there like a tent that's quite close?
You really can't see anything, actually.
Oh, right.
You remember you can see the lights from their fires, but you can't see any forms or shapes. You'd have to make your way into the camp.
Well, why don't we go back to where we were yesterday, the butcher camp, the butcher tent, because that does have a hole in it that we can kind of look into if we need to.
Oh, the hole we made.
Yes, that's the one.
I tried to make a hole in the bath, would have made a better bath.
Yes. Well, as you can see, now the tent has two entrances, which doesn't make it for a great tent for the goblins, because now we can enter in the back way.
I fixed it.
Same thing for the... Yes, Tristan. Yes, BT, you did. Good. We'll start creeping our way.
Felmorn would be proud. I made it better.
That's a clever move. It was a clever move, yes.
I was clever.
You were clever. Good work. Yes, very good work, BT. We'll head towards the... Yes, the tent that we made a hole into the other day.
All right. So,
stealthily?
You try.
Fuck.
To move stealthily.
Okay.
As you get to the hole that you made in the tent, you can see that it's still there. You make your way, you successfully navigate your way there. You see the hole in the big tent, and then crying out really loudly, Tree Stump says,
"Oh, all our friends are still here."
Global, you close your eyes painfully. It feels like it echoes. Like, it shouldn't. It shouldn't echo, but it feels like it echoes. And then you hear from somewhere in the camp a growling noise, a low growling noise.
Oh, no, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I'll go to look where it's coming from. Quickly.
All right, you walk a little bit around the tent, and you see cages with wolves inside. There's two cages with two wolves. There's two wolves in cages, but there are several more cages. How many wolves have you killed?
Too many.
There's enough cages. It looks like there are enough cages for about as many wolves as here and also ones that you've killed. Two cages are currently occupied. Those two wolves, as soon as they sight you, start barking at you.
I'll quickly throw some goblin meat at towards them.
Okay, I'll make an animal handling check.
And then as I'll cast speak with animals.
No, you're going to fail.
Oh.
Unfortunately, yeah. These you throw the goblin meat at them, and they ignore it. Their eyes are only for you. They know what the smell of goblin meat is. They've spent a lot of time with it, so they're not really excited by it.
That's fair.
So you, on the other hand, they are trained to seek and attack. So they stop. They continue to bark at you.
I'll cast speak with animals.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be like,
food, food, yes, food, wait, food, food.
If you be quiet
food.
For one moment, can we? Yes.
Actually, I think you should make another check. Oh, not 20. Number between 1 and 31.
Ooh, let's go with a hot 15.
15? Focused. Double your proficiency bonus for one round.
Ooh.
Yes. They stop.
Right. So I hear you would like some food. Yes, we're having a lovely... Look, I can help you get that food if you would like to help me.
They look at each other. What do you want?
Well, you see those little, the goblins that have been riding you? Probably... Have they been a good master? They've been hitting you at all?
Master?
Well, have they been hitting you? Sorry.
Sometimes.
Now, do you like being that? Is that good for you?
No.
So, how about this? I'll open these cages for you if you work with me, and you can eat all the goblin that you want, and we will stop them from hitting you. All you got to do is not eat me or my big friend over there.
Hi.
Yeah, he's actually barking and growling.
Yeah, but
and
he gestured.
Oh, he gestures. All right. Okay. All right, that's fine.
I was waiting for my cue to wave. I wave and then think, oh, no. I lower my hand so it looks a bit more like a tail.
Shut up. The two wolves look at each other again and they say, no deal.
What if
we eat you, we eat them.
What if I doubled my proficiency in animal handling this round?
Then you succeed. Yeah. Okay. All right.
This is a good
deal.
Deal. And no, it's good. Okay. So have a look around. What's opening the cages or what's there?
They're just tied up. Like you just need to undo a knot.
Okay. Well, good boys. What was your names, by the way?
Names.
What do they call you? What do you call yourself?
I am Clovis and this is Frex.
Frex.
Clovis. Frex.
And Frex. Well, lovely to meet you, Clovis and Frex. If you want to go ahead and start attacking the goblins, we'll be right behind you. Yes? Here's a bit of...
Frex says F and R capitalized.
Of course. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Knowing that you're writing their names down. All right.
So I give them a bit of goblin meat into their jaws, and then I untie them.
They tear at it. They're hungry.
They're good boys.
Wet meat, wet meat,
yes.
wet meat.
I let them out.
They sprint off into the camp.
Yes, good.
You hear
Did you
screaming
tell them
and a
what
commotion.
A stew is?
Yes, good idea. We'll get them the stew. I think now that I'm thinking about this, Big T, we may have to feed them our good friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Anyway, let's follow them.
Wet meat. You can hear it in the distance.
Okay. Well, like, yes. All right, we'll keep going towards.
Do you follow after the wolves?
No, actually.
Didn't you say you'd protect? I don't know what you said. I don't know what you said.
Well,
I don't know what you said.
Well, right. So they're going over there. We should probably give them some protection because those goblins are probably going to attack the wolves. So they are a good asset. So let's have a wait a bit, see what happens, see how the goblins run towards them, and then we attack from behind.
Yes, I like being sneaky. It hasn't worked yet, but I think it will one day.
Look what Felhorn would have done.
All right. So you are following after them?
Yep.
All right. You see that there's like a, in the center of the camp, there's a big bonfire that has, well, what was once a big bonfire, but the bonfire has partially died down, almost to cinders at this point. And around that campfire, you can see seven goblins tussling with those two wolves.
Yes.
This central part of the camp has right next to it a giant tent that you can tell must be for something important. It might not necessarily be the chieftain's quarters, mm-hmm. but it's certainly like some important place to the goblins.
Okay. Is the chieftain there?
You don't see the chieftain. You just see seven goblins fighting the two wolves. Mm-hmm. Would you like to get involved?
How are they going?
The goblins seem to be holding their own pretty well.
Okay. Well, let's go help our good wolf friends.
All right.
Well, Maybe throw some of the scimitars. We'll throw some of the... Yes, if we can, as a bit of a...
You can't throw a scimitar, unfortunately.
Oh, fuck. Can the Goliath?
No, not even the glider
Bullshit.
Can. Oh, I mean, you could throw it, but they don't have great range.
Yeah, that's fair.
But the range on a scimitar is so short that you might as well just go hit them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've still got that extra knife from the kitchen.
That's true.
So I'll piff a kitchen knife.
Is the tent where the fire is the tent above it, so it's like all smoking inside it, or is it next to kind of thing?
Sorry, what was the question?
So where the fire is going, is the tent above the fire? Or is it like a bit to the side? So if I was say, you know, we were to cut like the poles and the tent would fall and catch on fire, would it?
Oh, no, it's not close enough for that.
Okay.
But it is big enough for that. So if you were to cut supports and push, it might work.
Oh, right. Well,
I whip out some scimitars.
I'm like, I'm ready. Why don't you? No, let's both do that because you're very big and strong. Right. Let's go cut these things and we'll push the tent over.
Yes.
Big T, you're first.
I do what I'm told.
Which was, sorry?
Slashing at the poles.
And pushing it over.
Shoving it into the fire.
You move. There are four main support structures. Big T, you attack at one and miss. Or you hit, but it's a thick enough bit of wood that you can't break through immediately.
Oh.
Especially with a... Oh, wait, what are you using? The scimitar or the knife? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Oh, scimitar.
You fail either way. you swing and the scimitar embeds itself in the tree, but the scimitar, maybe instead of just having a normal curved blade because of the just spiky nature of it, it's got like several spikes coming out of it. And so it's more of a piercing weapon than a slashing weapon. So you'll need at least one more go at it to knock it down. It's the goblin's turn. So there is seven of them. And they are now aware of at least Big T. So two of them, recognizing you from before and knowing the danger you pose, are going to throw javelins at you, Big T. One javelin impacts you right between the shoulder blades. Would like to remind you that your ability to reduce damage is back.
That's true. And we still have a rage going if we
need that. Not that you necessarily... Oh, you only have one rage left.
Yes. Only one if we need to.
You take 3 points of damage.
I'll cop it.
All right. Then, so you know, you reduce the damage by a d12 plus 3, if that helps you make a determination
of
what
does.
Damage. Yeah, what
also,
damage you'd like to reduce.
Also, they reduced it by 6 the other time.
Yeah, you rolled 3 plus 3, yeah.
Oh, well.
Then, no, actually, two more goblins attack you with javelins.
Oh.
I'm pretty certain you're the biggest threat.
Just because I'm the biggest. And
two more javelins impact you. Oof. You are terrifying to them. You take 6 points of damage and then 3 points of damage.
This is like on...
Do the thing.
It's up to you.
Yes. Yes, I would like to reduce that damage, please.
On the 6?
Yep.
What was that? I don't know what your current hit point total is.
That was... It would have taken me to 3.
Well, you can give yourself essentially an extra 4 hit points. Don't worry about how you reduced that damage. Just give yourself the extra 4. It makes your mathematics simpler.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
6 travelers embark on a journey into the Dead Pines to search for their town's missing children. But what they find in there changes them. They will never be the same again. Dark Dice is a free horror actual play podcast that will suck you in almost immediately. It features incredible immersive sound design, which edits combat to be enjoyable while still playing true to the dice rolls. On top of this, the show has its own original soundtrack, which features over 30 medieval instruments, a 40-person choir, and a full-on orchestra. You'll be so immersed, you'll literally forget where you are. That tea you were drinking, it's gone cold. And look, I may have buried the lead here because Dark Dice's brand new season features none other than Jeff Goldblum of Thor Ragnarok and Jurassic Park fame playing an elven sorcerer called Belmur. Episodes with Jeff are already out, so get on it. You can hear his sultry voice right this second. And on top of all of this, episodes are short, only going for about 30 to 45 minutes, so they're easily digestible, but trust me, you won't want to stop at just one. So that's Dark Dice, a free horror actual play podcast available wherever you get your pods and from darkdice.com.
So, that was... Oh, and then... So that was four goblins, three left. Two of them attack one of the wolves. Neither hit. And then one attacks the other wolf. Yes, Clovis makes a yelping, a pained yelping sound and takes 3 points of damage.
No!
Clovis!
And Glubble, your turn.
Right. If I took a swing at the thing that the big T hit, do I think that'll, like, sever it?
You're not 100% sure. Mm. You could try. You're not as strong as Big T.
You know what? I'm going to do that. I'll take a swing at it, hit it, and I'll be like, Big T, maybe run in there and get a bit mad.
Oh, you reckon I could?
You hit. Global?
Yes.
Before Big T, before you are able to pull your weapon out, Global hits behind it, knocking it a bit further in and dealing 6 points of damage. It snaps. Then it is the wolves' turn.
Yeah, boys.
One of the wolves bites, howls, and snaps at a goblin, we'll say Frex, but is unable to make a blow. The goblin's like dodging left, dodging right. Clovis leaps onto one of the goblins and bites and brings them down.
Yeah.
There are six goblins left.
Oh, yes. Yes. Good, good, good. Good, good, good.
Big T, it's your turn.
All right. I would like to. Oh, I know. I should probably still bring the tent down.
Yeah, go in there. I've got the tent. Don't worry.
Don't listen to Global. Do
you can do what you want.
Actually, I want to stop getting stabbed. I would like to kill a goblin.
All right. You run over to a goblin. How are you doing that?
Kitchen knife.
Kitchen knife. Kitchen knife in the head. The goblin staggers around for a few seconds and then collapses over dead. There are five goblins left. It is their turn. Two goblins are occupied with Clovis and Frex. Clovis is fine. Frex is fine. Then of the three goblins left, two draw scimitars and attack you. Attack you, Big T. Two hits.
You're raging here?
Didn't hear
it. I'm furious!
You did start raging?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear you.
Sorry. Sorry. Okay. All I did was change my voice at him and start squealing. And that's fair enough. I was vocal about it in the wrong, annoying way.
You take two, then 3 points of damage. So five total. Are you conscious? Yeah?
Yep.
All right. Good to hear. It feels like you might be fibbing.
No. I'm not on two fibbing. Hit
points. Okay, cool. It's just like the face you're giving me is the face of a fibber, you know?
When have I ever fibbed to you, Adam? You wouldn't know my fibbing face because I don't have one.
I just feel like you've told me a lie today. And then it is Glubble, your turn. Oh, sorry, wait. One more goblin throws a javelin at you, Glubble. That's going to hit.
Damn.
You take 4 points of damage. Once again, this would have missed if you had your armor. Mm. And then Glubble, it is your turn.
Right, I'll go and heal.
You had a second chance to go get your equipment.
I was about to think that.
You didn't take it. Wait, yeah,
we didn't get our equipment?
No, not yet. We'll go and heal Big T and have a look for our equipment.
I got a minute. Cass, you thought you got your equipment and you still chose to use your knife? Sorry, what did you say, Global?
I'll go and cure wounds on Big T.
All right, a clever maneuver.
And then I want to look around to see, is our equipment in anywhere near us?
No, you left. It was back before you found the wolves. Big T, you heal 11 hit points.
Yay.
That's good for me
to know.
That's
quite good, yeah. Global, you could race back. It'd take you, I'd say, two turns to get to your equipment.
Right, I'm going to, I'll be right back. Don't you worry. And I want to sprint.
All right, so
okay.
You spend one turn. to... Oh, I mean two turns there, two turns back.
That's fine.
Still fine? All right. So one turn on way, en route. It's the wolves' turn. Clovis brings down a goblin. Frex misses. Frex has been fucking this one up.
Come on, Frex.
And Heisel Lowe's, the only person in this fight still, or the one of you who's still in combat. Heisel Lowe's.
Heis!
Are you sure?
Yep.
Are you sure you're going to go with Heis?
Well, I don't know.
Lowe's.
Lowe's? I haven't even rolled yet.
You fibby boy!
You are the fib.
You are the Fibonacci sequence.
Which one did you say, sorry? The Fibonacci sequence cast. A number between 1 and 31. Damn.
21.
21? Not dead yet. If damage would reduce you... This is useful. If damage would reduce you to 0 HP, you fall to 1 instead.
That's good.
That is very useful for you.
Hey, be nice.
I mean, it just is. All yeah. right, so... And did you say highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? Whoops. Shouldn't have done that.
Damn.
Clovis, now that he's brought down his second goblin, is like... Peace out. He got what he wants. He puts both he grabs a leg from two goblins and drags them away. Sprints off into the darkness. I mean, no one can hear that, but
it's a good bit of foley.
Anyway,
in the distance, I hear wet meat. Wet meat.
I mean,
guess they're doing what they're doing.
Big T, it's your turn.
I noticed that his. I mean, it's funny that his runaway goblin.
Mm.
You only get one of those a session. Your turn.
So, do I have... I have two scimitar.
Yeah.
And the...
You got four scimitars, mate.
Well, why don't we... Am I able to take... Because scimitars are the hooks, yeah?
They're a curved blade.
Curved blade.
Yeah, it's a curved blade, yeah.
Can I use them like scissors and chop a head off, please?
Yes, you could.
I would like to do that, Adam.
I
want to get a head off!
So, you can only draw one weapon around. So you have the knife already in one hand. What you can do is you can also draw the scimitar. And then would you like to have lopsided scissors? Would you like to have the crab of scissors?
I would like to have a crab of scissors, please.
All right.
I'm barbarin' barbarian!
You attack with the scimitar and hit. You attack with the knife and hit.
Snip, snip.
Snip, snip. Did you bring down a goblin?
Good.
Would you like to stab at a different goblin then?
Yes, please.
Holy oh, shit.
Would
this
I?
Is an option?
Yep, you bring down two goblins.
Oh my god, this is a game changer.
And then it is the goblin's turn. One of them is still fighting Frex. Oh no, Frex takes a bit of damage. How much? Frex takes only 4 points of damage. Frex is still very much in the fight.
Good boy.
The other goblin charges you with a scimitar. That's going to be a hit, my dear friend. You take 3 points of damage. That's already reduced. And then, Global, you spend your second turn. You get there. It's, like I said before, neatly stacked, both of your equipments.
Yeah.
You grab your backpack. Hup. You grab Big T's backpack. Hup. And then you on your next turn, you'll turn and run back. It's good. Then it is the wolves' turn. Frex is the only one still here. Frex brings down a goblin.
Hey.
Yay.
And then highs or lows?
Highs.
Frex is also like, got what I want, and runs off with a goblin.
Mm.
And Big T, it's your turn. There's only one goblin left.
I turn and lock eyes with that goblin like the goblin's about to know. God. And I charge at him with a scimitar.
You slash at him with the scimitar. Minimum damage will kill him. You kill the last of the goblins.
Right.
It is their turn. The flaps to the big tent open up. Two goblins scurry out, clutching ropes, and they pull the ropes taut such that the tent flaps are open permanently and you can see within the tent. The tent flap is, like, massive. The tent has now basically become open air. You can see within. This is not a dwelling of any sort. It looks like some sort of, well, like, religious tent, if you will. There are many pillows all sitting in like a concentric circle. And obviously, like, a big feature of this tent is a throne made out of pillows and bones. The bones connect and weave through the pillows as if they were stitches upon them. You can see there's definitely some sort of magic to it. The bones bend and shape unnaturally and strangely. Then all of it comes to a head at the top of the throne. There is a deer's skull with antlers stretching before you. The antlers look impossibly huge. Once again, this looks strangely, magically manipulated. Standing in the tent, there are two goblins who stroll out. One of them is the alpha goblin who is riding on the back of that direwolf. And then standing next to them with a headdress that looks almost identical to the one on the throne is a female goblin. She is covered in like strange arcane symbols and markings. You're illiterate. You don't know what the fuck's going on there. Never mind. They glow. There's obviously magic to it. It's the goblins' turn. Uh-oh. Those two assistant goblins, their action was just to open the tent to give them a grand reveal. The alpha goblin on the back of the wolf sprints towards you.
Ah, man. I thought we got rid of that wolf.
Yeah.
He swings with a scimitar. The scimitar bites into your arm, but as it does so, you twist and flex, and your muscles force the scimitar out of your body. You take no damage.
Oh my god, I'm powerful.
As it passes, the direwolf nips at your back. This time, you get caught by it.
Oh no.
You feel teeth bite into you. You take 9 points of damage, and you're going to need to make a strength saving throw. Oh no, sorry, half that. Sorry, you take 4 points of damage, and you need to make a strength saving throw. You fail. When the wolf turns around to bite you, it bites you maybe in the thigh and then slides your thigh backwards, forcing you into a splits. You hit the ground and fall prone.
Oh.
Then it is that other goblin, the shaman or whatever they are, cleric, spellcaster, you're not 100% sure.
Girl boss.
The girl boss, yes. They conjure into their hand a globe of molting energy. It's not like it's not lava, but it has the consistency of lava. But it's a deep black and purple color. It drips in their hand and they throw it at you.
A duck.
You're already prone. Oh. Actually, that means you have advantage.
So I'm ducking.
Or they
really
have disadvantage, sorry. I think will still hit you. You are not wearing armor. You feel it strike you in the shoulder. It feels like someone got a disease and just got all of, you know how all of the coronavirus in the world could fit into a Coke can?
Yeah.
It's like someone opened that Coke can and poured it on you.
That's yucky.
You take 4 points of poison damage and must make a constitution saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nat 20. You're fine. It feels like you were about to catch a horrible disease, but
okay,
you managed to shake it off.
Well, this
Thank
is
God.
Not good.
And then it is Glubble. Your turn. You start running back. The combat seems to have died down. You're pretty hopeful.
Yes.
Maybe you slow down.
No. I'll dash.
The wolves are gone. Big T, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm on the ground. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to stand up. Please let me stand up.
It takes half of your movement to stand up.
Okay.
So you can. Those scimitars are breakable, remember?
For extra damage, yes.
I would like to break one off in the direwolf.
On the direwolf? Sure.
Can I break both off as a dual wield?
You'd have to drop the knife and draw a scimitar. That's okay. You can do that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That just means that you've dropped. Basically, we're just confirming that you have dropped the knife.
Can I swap it?
To put a weapon away. So you need an interaction to sheathe or draw a weapon.
I'll just drop it.
There's actually a special feat that you take that helps with this. Anyway.
Wouldn't it be hands?
Can I get a number between 1 and 29?
No! 6.
Passively obvious. If a PC would notice something with their passive perception, they don't.
Oh.
Will we keep accruing bad boy cards? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Hey.
Is your Dungeons & Dragons game boring because you aren't using a wild magic table designed by Sans Pants Radio's very own Adam Carnevale with help from the rest of the D&D crew? Well, do I have the answer to your very specific problem? Your wild sorcerer will cause absolute abject chaos as their spells cause the lower half of themselves to become that of a chicken's or their target to get really into birds. There are tons and tons of entries, so you'll probably never encounter the same effect twice. It's the gift that keeps on giving you a headache. Head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and look for our dumb wild magic table today.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.